Earlier today, Haiti was hit by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. Hundreds are reported dead, but that number is expected to rise. The natural disaster threatens to further destabilize a country already rocked by political crisis connected to the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last month. To learn more about the situation on the ground, we called Kara Buck. She's the acting country director for Mercy Corps. She joins us now from Port-au-Prince. Kara, thank you. Thank you for being there for us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So where exactly did this earthquake hit? And I guess, where is that in relationship to where you are?
The epicenter of the earthquake hit a town called Nieppe, which is on the south of Haiti. And it's about an hour flight away from Port-au-Prince, where I am. I was jolted out of bed. It kind of just felt like the entire building was on water.
And what are you hearing about where the most severe damage is and what things look like there at this point?
So we definitely are still, trying to get as much information as we can. We do have a team of 19 based out of Nieppe, so based out of the epicenter, that are on the ground and currently assessing the situation. We're hearing of collapsed buildings, so we're just trying to, really assess what the needs are on the ground. Operationally, logistically, getting to Nieppe is quite difficult from PAP. You have one route going in via land that has high gang violence, a high level of insecurity, and, thus restricted. And there's one airport flying out of PAP that gets you into Nieppe, which is, obviously crowded with people trying to get in and out at the moment.
Many areas of Haiti were still recovering from Hurricane Matthew, which was 5 years ago. And they're also still feeling the effects, the disastrous kind of aftermath of another large earthquake back in 2010. That one displaced an estimated 1.5 million Haitians. It killed more than 200,000. And then, as we mentioned, there's the explosive political environment that's underway right now to consider. It's just an awful chain of events. And my question is, what might recovery from this one look like in Haiti? Is the government equipped to do what will be required in an emergency like this?
And that's not even including increasing COVID cases that we're currently dealing with here in Haiti, on top of food insecurity and poverty in this region, right? So, the ability of the government to respond is certainly in question. And I think everyone is asking that very same question.
And what is the immediate concern right now for your team there?
The immediate concern in any situation similar to this is, first and foremost, the safety and security of the team and ensuring that communities and individuals, families have what they need. Anything that we can do to ensure that people are safe and have a roof over their head.
That was Kara Buck, the acting country director for Mercy Corps. Be safe and thank you.
Thank you so much.